Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We want to talk about Tim Tebow here for a minute because, you know, he had this meteor rise, if you will. You know, everyone's talking about him, and he went from this awesome player in college and went to play professionally, and he has not been given any contract, and you just haven't heard a word about Tim Tebow. Yeah. And he did score a deal, a television deal, where he's basically an analyst. For college sports.
On ESPN?
ESPN, the SEC conference, right? Is that right?
I would think so, yeah. That's where he came from.
Okay. Well,
Florida Gator.
Trying to let him know that I know his, you know, because he thinks I'm...
Give him some space.
One directional.
But you fake it very
you
well.
You know, sports player. You know? However, Tim Tebow, he's doing good. I mean, he's doing good. He has his career, and he has not given up still on his football dreams and hopes. You know, one thing you could look at Tim Tebow and just see in his own life that he refuses to give up and he refuses to give in. And no matter what you feel as a sports fan, because normally the people get most divisive are those that don't like Christians and they attack him for his public, you know, display of Christ in his life and his bold stance. But when you get to sports athletes, they try to criticize his play and his game and whether he has the skills. But one thing that it can't be taken away from this man, and I think is a great example for all of us, is that he is tenacious in what he believes. And he not only believes that he can play a certain field, this is the thing that he feels that he is a quarterback. Today, I truly believe that he could be in the NFL. Every major coach recognizes, so you hear him talk, that says this guy is an NFL player. He is. He has the skill to play in this league, which says a lot. And he can play on any team right now if he would change his position.
Yeah.
If he changed his position, he'd be playing. Am I right? Would you say that?
Yeah.
But he says, I'm a quarterback, and that's how I want to play the game. Respect to him, because some people would have said, listen, wouldn't it be enough just to be in the NFL? You could have millions of dollars and just, I mean, they told you can't play this. You need to go to another position. He says, no, this is what I feel I'm supposed to be doing, and I'm going to work hard until I achieve my dream. I want you to watch at his work ethic and what he continues to do to make himself available to fulfill his dream. Watch this.
Look who's been sneaking into town. Tim Tebow has been making regular trips to the Valley this summer. He's been joining NFL players, working out with trainer Ian Danny at Performance Enhancement Professionals. This is exclusive video from those workouts. How did you hear about Ian Danny and start working out with him?
Just from some other players, and heard how great he was with his therapy and his training, and I go back and forth here to LA doing a lot of quarterback work there with Tom House and Adam Dado, and come here to get all the therapy and to get my conditioning in, and I've loved it. You know, feel great, feel the strongest, healthiest, throwing the best I ever have. So I'm just really excited about the improvement.
Part of the training includes an intense workout in the heat and on the sand. Danny Ball, a game created by Danny, is a version of beach volleyball but played with a 10-pound heavy ball.
Definitely a core workout. You get the legs from like running in the sand. What are the different body parts that you're using?
Everything. The whole body is going to be tired from, you know, your shoulders all the way down to your feet. You're exhausted. I think one of the greatest things it teaches is just to keep fighting, you know. Maybe when your chips are down or you're exhausted or you feel like you can't keep going, you know, it just teaches you to continue to keep fighting. And, you know, that's so great for sports.
Tebow has taken a TV analyst job working for the SEC, but he hasn't given up on his NFL dreams.
You know, one of my favorite quotes is, I don't know what my future holds, but I know who holds my future. And in that, it gives you peace to just continue to work and, go after what your heart desires. And when you do that, you don't have any regrets. And I think that's the best way to live life.
In Scottsdale, Gail Jansen, Fox 10 Sports.
Tim Tebow, there you have it.
Wow.
There you have 10-pound medicine ball. Can you?
10 pounds.
I mean, I know that you work out, and I mean, are you willing to start the Danny Boy game?
I haven't seen you on the Danny Ball field.
Yeah.
No. Probably not.
10-pound medicine ball.
That is intense right there.
Yeah, that's serious.
That being heaved over his head.
Yeah.
You have to, not only that, you got to catch
the
thing.
You got to catch it and then not hurt yourself.
Yeah. Coming down. I mean, amazing. And this is he says, listen, I don't know what the future holds, but I know the one who holds the future. Let me tell you that that'll give you a lot of peace in your life. No matter what you're going through today, you're going to have setbacks. You're going to have trials. You're going to have things and people that are going to try to derail you, knock you off the track. But you have to be determined. You have to have your face set forward towards the Lord. You have to have a vision from God, and you have to persevere. You know, I like to say that you got to step up, you got to step in, and you got to step through. And this is what Tim Tebow is doing, and it's inspiring because he's willing to do everything that he can do to condition his body, to train himself. And for those of us that are on the front lines, we want to do this for God. We want to continue to put ourselves, train ourselves, and persevere and do the hard work. Do the hard work to continue to advance the gospel, to continue to shed light all around the nation and the world. Let's persevere together.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll be right back.